Great song. Alrighty, I don't know. We're probably going to get canceled if I keep playing that, so I'm not going to anymore. Because to me, that is way more harsh than what that Washington's football team used to be called. Will, would you drink a big old fat glass of mint vanilla milk?
Ugh, no.
That's terrible. Dude, I'm looking at this half-gallon jug, and it looks horrible. It is lime green-colored. True Moo, who makes pretty good chocolate milk, has a limited edition mint vanilla low-fat milk. Barf.
Now, you know what might be good for that, though, is maybe some Cocoa Crisp. Dump some of that on there. You get the chocolate. Bro. You get the mint.
Mint chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Nah. Hell nah. Okay? Not happening. Here's another one, Will. Mm-hmm. For a mere $3.60, you can get some kale-flavored candy canes.
Why?
Why would you have kale-flavored anything? Kale-flavored kale is the worst. There is no shot. And for all you idiot, stupid, dum-dums that say, actually, I've had kale chips that are pretty good. No, you haven't. You haven't. It's never happened.
Oh, my God. They have a bunch of weird candy canes on this website. They got ketchup ones. They got pickle.
Are you doing that?
Pickle might not be that bad.
I might try that. I love pickles.
Pizza, bacon.
The one I'm looking at that I want, mac and cheese candy canes.
Mac and cheese. What about clam?
Come on, nah.
What about clam candy canes?
No. Hell no.
What about ham?
No.
Ham flavored candy canes.
I'll eat a ham cam.
Ugh, I don't think so. What about shiitake mushroom?
Yeah, dude, I love shiitake mushrooms.
I don't think I want it in candy, though.
Why not, though? Give it a try, Cease. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So. Yeah, dude, that's awesome. I like it. How about white chocolate peppermint Pringles?
Maybe. Maybe you get the sweet and savory. That might be good.
I'll eat one.
Yeah, I'll try one.
I'll eat it. I love this. You know the trolley sour candies? Mm-hmm. They have them that are shaped like reindeer poop. Okay. I think that's awesome.
That's cool.
It don't taste like reindeer poop, but it's shaped like reindeer poop.
Does it taste like Sour Patch Kids? That's one of my favorite candies.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea, though.
I'm in.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. There's also Christmas mint soda you can buy. And then there's a candy cane trained soda pop. I don't know about all that. I don't know. We'll throw this up on the Facebook page. On the Facebook page.
If I buy some clam candy canes, will you eat one?
I don't know if I'll be able to eat a whole one. I'll take a lick, you know, and see what I think, maybe.
Okay. I'm actually intrigued by the mac and cheese ones. The clam, I think, is the most revolting one that they have. I mean, even the kale is disgusting too. But clam, that's next level.
Yeah, I would do the bacon and the mac and cheese 100%.
Oh, you get both going at the same time. Suck on both of those things.
Suck on them. Mm-hmm. Suck on them.
Mac and cheese and bacon. I'd probably be
good. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. By the way, DK Metcalf for the Seattle Seahawks. He's having an okay game. 10 catches for 177 yards. Man, the Eagles suck. If you're an Eagles fan, ha ha, bitch. Ha ha, you idiots. Ha ha, you stupid dummies. Die, Eagles, die. Anyway, I love it. So there you go. What Christmas food is a must? Because I was talking about this the other day. Like, I did all the Thanksgiving crap. I even surprised you with mac and cheese after I said I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to do a brisket we talked about this earlier, brisket instead of, I'm not going to do a turkey for Christmas. I'm not doing it. But I think I'm going to do a brisket. Now, is there something else that's Christmassy? Because the only thing I can think of is Italians do seven fishes, and I've talked about doing that for a decade, and I haven't done it.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Fish sucks.
What?
I get the tradition of it, but fish is gross.
But it's not just fish. It's any kind of seafood. You could do all shrimp. You could do all kinds of stuff for seven fishes. All
right, cool. Well, if that's
you do
a
crab
case,
meat. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
All that jive.
Fine. Yeah. Regular fish is pretty trash.
Not if you get a good one, a nice sea bass or something. Come on.
There's so much that I could eat. I don't want seven
Come on, some grouper.
It.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Maybe some grouper nugs, some grouper cheeks or something. Those are good.
Oh, grouper cheeks, baby.
Yeah, those are good.
That's what daddy wants.
I don't know. When I think of Christmas, I think of like prime rib. I think of kind of like the same vibe as Thanksgiving, right? So maybe you could do another green bean casserole maybe or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Sort of veggie casserole. But you don't want to do
stuffing.
Well, yeah. It's dressing, right? If it's not stuffed in the bird.
No, in the South we call it stuffing no matter
Right.
Anybody that corrects you is a piece of crap.
Stuffing, I could eat more of that. That's good. Yeah. Mac and cheese, of course.
That cornbread casserole, dude.
Yeah.
I love that
stuff. Yeah, that stuff is good stuff. You're right.
It's so dumb. It's so good. Like, when you eat it, you know you're dying, right? Like, you know that there's nothing good about it. You know, everything in your heart is stopping, and you're not good. The Eagles just got a Hail Mary at the end of the game here for no reason. They're down, like, 23 to whatever. I guess technically they can get an onside kick. There's 12 seconds left and throw another Hail Mary.
Sure.
But, man, I think this just may have screwed some people that bet on the game. Because this, like, this kind of crap makes gamblers want to go nuts. Mm-hmm. Holy hell. By the way, not that I support gambling, you know, in a state that sports betting is not legal. But I did bet some Monopoly money on the game yesterday. And I did this to hedge my emotional bets. Like, so... I bet a little bit of Monopoly money on the Kansas City Chiefs. They were favored by 3.5. And I was like, well, if they beat the Bucks, then I won't feel so bad because I'll make $50. The only thing that would screw it up is if, like, let's say they win by 2 or 3 instead. They won by 3.
Yeah. Yep. They know, man. Those odds, they know. I don't know how the hell they do it, but they know. They're on it. Almost every
when the Bucks scored that touchdown to go down, when they were only down by 3, I was yelling at the TV, you better win now, or you better throw a pick 6, Tom Brady. Don't you do this to me. And they did it, Timmy.
Yeah.
Let's go to line one real fast. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
What's going on, guys? As far as like Christmas dinner, I always, well, for the past 10 years now, I worked at Outback for a while, so I kind of get to connect on the prime rib log. But I get one of those and slow cook it for about 7 hours.
Oh, yeah, okay, Daddy.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, you still got the hookup, dog?
Actually, I still got some connects, and I
could drive up to the back door. I could drive up to the back door and knock on the back door like a special knock, and they'd be like, "Oh, Johnny B's here," and they'll just slide me one right there.
Yeah. On the Bucks, man, I'm a Dolphins fan, but I mean, the way that Kansas City come out and put it on them at the beginning with Tyreek and everything, for them to still fight back as hard as they did and make a game out of it, I think it's going to have a positive impact going forward for them. But love the show, guys. I'll let you go.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah. He's right, though. I mean, I guess if you're going to go into a bye week, it's better not to get stomped the way they did against the Saints.
Obviously it's better, but it's tough. It's 2 games in a row that the Bucks have lost, you know, by 3 points. In fact, it was the same score last week, 27-24. And they had a chance to potentially, you know, put them away and come back and win, and they just couldn't make it happen. Romo was saying, Romo's great. He's a good commentator. And he was saying that he would not be surprised if these two teams are meeting again in February, meaning in the Super Bowl. So I think the Bucks, if they can just gel just a little bit more, hopefully that bye week can help them out finish strong, go in on a streak, and you never know what could happen. New game.
I have a conspiracy theory, too, that I said to a couple people today, and one of them thought I was a moron, but the other one's giving me that sideways look like, huh. So a lot of people may or may not know this, obviously, but right now Tom Brady is not only playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he is also currently being filmed for a documentary series, much like Michael Jordan's documentary series that we watched over the summer. They're going to have this one next year about Tom Brady. They're filming it right now.
Yeah.
So my conspiracy theory is they're like, we need this documentary to have, you know, the ebbs and flows. Like, he can't just have a killer season. That's not interesting. They need to have a struggle in the middle of the year. And then, after the bye week, Tom Brady becomes Tom Brady, and the Buccaneers cruise to the playoffs and meet the Kansas City Chiefs in a rematch. New GOAT, old GOAT, the GOAT in Tampa. I'm just saying, it makes for a better documentary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right. It would.
It's like the director of this whole documentary is like, hey, we're going to need you guys to kind of suck it up right in the middle of the season. Can you do that? You'll still make the playoffs. Everything's fine. I'm probably wrong.
I hope
we have
so.
Another phone call before we go to break.
We do, yeah.
Hey, Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Dave, Johnny.
Hey,
Street Sweeper Dave down in Bradenton.
Oh, Santelli, what's up, dude?
Hey,
good, bro.
Hey, I just have a question for you. What do you think, and I missed it. What about the offensive coordinator? I don't see anybody kind of putting any blame on him, or at least I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah,
so
no,
I understand because we got a great quarterback, and yet this has happened every single year.
I will say this.
And our great quarterback is getting us this far.
He's Byron Leftwich is our offensive coordinator, and he is catching it. And as far as sports media, and if you ever – like I'm a member of a bunch of like Bucks fan pages, and yeah, they're he is catching it in around those you know, websites and even in some of the radio shows and podcasts and stuff, they are blaming him, which is kind of funny, not to take up for Jameis because screw him. But like last year, if Jameis threw two interceptions in a game, they'd be like, man, you know, these coaches, you know, deserve a better quarterback with this offense that they've designed and everything else. And Jameis is screwing it up. But if Tom Brady throws two interceptions, then they go, well, these offensive coordinators are screwing Tom Brady up and they need to get it together for Tom Brady. So it is kind of the
I agree. But I just think that maybe that might need to change. You know, everything else.
I don't know if he has as much. I don't know if he has as much influence as people think. As a matter of fact, I think Bruce Arians actually said yesterday in a press conference that Tom Brady calls his own plays, which is the first time I've heard that this year. So I don't know. I agree.
That he does, but I agree what you said earlier when you guys were talking about stuff about the Bucs game that, you know, you can tell when Tom Brady calls his plays. It's almost like that's when the plays are made. And it seems like at the beginning of a game, they just were like lost in space. And then as soon as, you know, they figured some stuff out, and this is where I think Tom called the plays, they actually started doing well. That's just my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tony Romo actually pointed it out last night when they were moving the ball real well. Tony Romo said, you notice that these plays look like old Patriot plays? I think these are the plays that Tom Brady needs to be throwing. You know, when they were doing these the Gronkowski little fades. Did you see the play, Will and Dave, when you could hear it because there's not a lot of fans in the stands? Tom Brady yelled to Gronk. He said, I forget what he yelled to him, but basically he told him to hit like a seam route because he saw the linebacker about the blitz. And that's when he hit Gronk for like 35 yards over the middle, but he yelled it out. He goes, what's Gronkowski's first name?
Rob.
He yelled it. Like he goes, go Rob or something like right before the snap. It was so apparent. Like I want to go back and watch the tape. It was so funny because Tom Brady knew it, you know, told his ass to go like basically. And he even let the defense know, if you're going to blitz, I'm sending Rob on the scene. And he hit him. It was awesome. So I don't know. I think they're going to get it together, buddy. I think they're going to gel right when they need to gel. Yep. It's going to be good.
So when I was watching the game, I was thinking of you and I was saying to myself, Johnny's probably at the edge of his seat right now.
Oh my God. I was so hungover. I couldn't even yell.
When it starts to look bad, I just can't even watch anymore. And then I think if I'm watching, maybe I'm causing the bad luck. And then I
feel that way too.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, that's it. Well, listen, you guys have a great night. I got to get back
to
work. Love you guys. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, and I hope you guys have great holidays to come.
Thank you, Dave.
You too, David. Thanks, pal.
All right.
Later. There you go. Man, I'm so superstitious, Will. I was watching the Bucks lose, and I noticed that my lazy eye was pulling, And I thought maybe I made Shaq Barrett jump off sides with my lazy eye.
Yeah.
So I made sure that I snapped my fingers and got both my eyes looking at the TV at the same time because I didn't want to make them jump off sides again.
Hey, you never know.